Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Amerika Olivo, and whenever I'm not being terrorized in the movies, such as Friday the 13th or Circle or terrorizing others, like in Bitch Slap, I'm avoiding dirty old men like Mr. Media. And if you see him, you should too.
Tonight on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Hunter Briley and Eric Lundquist, two members of the hard-rocking Nashville rock band November. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. It's like I forget sometimes, you know? This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Now, Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of tone-deaf, dead ichthyologists. I swear to you, there was once a local band here by that name. And it's all coming to you from the new media capital of the world and home of the second-best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, locating a hard-rocking band in the middle of country music-loving Nashville, Tennessee, was either really dumb or really smart. I guess I'm going to go with really smart, because if you're good at being different, you can really stand out in a scene where everyone else sounds similar. And make no doubt about it, the six-piece band November doesn't sound anything like the music they play at the Grand Ole Opry. But don't take my word for it. Give a listen to Jamie by November.
Jamie, it all started on a Saturday. I should have known that the devil's have her hair and makeup done.
These guys, and I was going back and forth with our engineer Rudy up in New York, and I said, is it wrong to enjoy doing this so much? This is so much fun to be introduced to new bands and stuff. Anyway, November, and somebody remind me to ask them about that name, is made up of Hunter Briley on vocals, drummer Michael Dale, guitarist Eric Lundquist and Albert Zampino, Jeremy Brashears on bass, and John Denny on keyboards. And representing the group today are Hunter and Eric. Guys, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. I wasn't kidding. I really like the sound. I like the music I've heard, and you know, when that's the case, it's very easy to have guys on the show, you know?
Well, thank you so much, man. It's definitely a process and something that we work very hard on, but to hear that from somebody, an outsider, that means a lot. Thank you so much.
A completely strange stranger. I know what you're saying. I get it. Hey, listen, I don't know whether to ask first about being a rock band in Nashville, of all places, or the name November. So you're the guest. You pick which we should talk about first.
Let's start with the name.
Okay.
Yeah. Want to do that? Sure. Okay. So honestly, the name itself just came from, it looked good on a T-shirt, to be honest with you. But we were having rehearsal over at Eric's house one night. This is about 6 years ago, obviously. But and Michael, our drummer, got something all over his T-shirt that he was wearing at the time, and asked Eric for a clean T-shirt to wear for the remainder of the evening. And it said November across the chest of it. And Jeremy, the bass player, he looked at Eric and said, "Is that a band, or, you know, what's with the November there on the chest of the T-shirt?" And he said, "Man, it's an old defunct skateboarding company." And we all kind of looked at him and said, "Not anymore." So that's where the actual name November came from. But if anybody asks, you know, it's because our favorite people's birthdays are in November.
I see. Or I guess it's a good thing that nobody poured, you know, hot coffee on someone's pants and they had to borrow underwear and found out that it said Friday.
We'd be called the Calvin Klein. Yeah, we'd never.
You hope.
Yeah,
might be
right?
Called the Target specials. Yeah.
Right. What is that, four in a pack special for $12.99? That's hello, we're $12.99. That's what we're calling.
Well, all right, so we've covered the name of the band, and that's a good story. I buy that. Now,
right.
what about being a rock band in Nashville? That's I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but you're not expecting to find a lot of rock, not this kind of rock, in Nashville.
Well,
I think.
Yeah, that's true. You're very right. Well, that's the myth that we're trying to help dispel as well. You know, I mean, and everybody, Nashville is known. A lot of people call it Country Music USA, and that's just, you know, unfortunately, that's not correct. It's Music City USA. Now, country has done absolute wonders and amazing things for our lovely city, but there's more rock and roll going on in this city right now than I think really even country. You know, I know that's a pretty broad statement, but there's jazz, there's, you know, there's metal,
everything going on.
It's really Music City USA. So and, you know, I mean, there's always the theory of the big fish in a smaller pond, that smaller pond being you know, the rock and roll world in Nashville. But honestly, you know, it's really, really building up, you know, and there's so many examples. I mean, Paramore is a rock band from, they claim, Franklin, which is just south of Nashville. And then there's obviously Framing Hanley, that's right, and Kings of Leon, the big boys, they're from Nashville too. So there's a lot going on, you know, with the music scene, and rock and roll is really, really standing up and taking a good stand in Nashville.
Is it easier to get attention as a rock band in Nashville than as another country band?
No, it's never easy to get attention in rock and roll, period, where no matter what city, you know, you're in. It's a whole lot of things, you know, a lot of ingredients mixed into, you know, one thing to get it all to happen. You know, there's a lot of luck, there's a lot of knowing the right people, there's of course the music has to be there, and the lyrics and the look and the, you know, everything factors into it. But it's definitely the right place at the right time, and knowing the right people, and just being out there for your fans, and really putting on a good live show, you know, and people coming back. And that seems to be at least our MO, you know. I mean, we just were graciously, you know, blessed with best live rock performance in at the Nashville Independent Music Association and Artist of the Year. So we're very proud of those two awards, and, you know, obviously the Artist of the Year, but the best live rock performance is huge for us, you know, because we put a lot into our live show. We feel like that, you know, if you're going to put it on the record, you better be able to pull it off live, and we try to do that to the best of our ability.
Mm. I think our audience that's getting to see this show as video, as opposed to our radio audience, can appreciate that from the first video, and we'll have another song coming up from November after our first break. How many of you guys are Nashvillians, and how many are not?
We're all kind of spread out. What?
Yeah, I'm from Nashville. Eric's from upstate New York, and Michael and Jeremy are from Ashland City, which is just a suburb of Nashville. So, you know, they're Nashvillians. Albert's from Louisville, Kentucky, and John Denny's from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
So John actually came up with in the Trent Reznor area and played in, you know, a couple bands with him as they were growing up, and Trent obviously went on to do Nine Inch Nails and things like that, but that's the area and the genre of music that John came from. You can hear a lot of that, you know, on the new record. You'll hear a lot of the synth and the keyboards and all that kind of stuff just kind of thickening the sound up, but yeah, we're kind of from all over the place.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Rudy in the studio says if we do that now, we'll have time to get in the other song. So this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media interview with Hunter Briley and Eric Lundquist of the Nashville rock band November. And we'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me. But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! That is moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Yeah, stuck all right.
Anything?
Now watch. If you take your palm like this, and smack it on the bottom, right here. You can get it open pretty easily. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What's all the buzz on chataboutit.com? On the Tax Trouble Help Show, Lynn Ford and Mike Porter can help solve your tax problems. And maybe you'll even laugh a little at some of their humor on taxes and life.
The IRS dollar menu, well, we'll have to, HB, we'll have to let you think about what might be offered on that dollar menu.
We got a better menu than that. We got a free menu.
Hey.
We got a free menu.
The Tax Trouble Help Show, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on your computer at chataboutit.com.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media interview with Hunter Briley and Eric Lundquist of the Nashville rock band November. And before we bring Hunter and Eric back on, let's listen to another tune from November. This is The Grind.
I tell you all about it. 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 I tell you all about it.
Cocaine queen, we're running out of dough right before the show, so let's get some.
Great job or what?
Yeah.
So, hey guys. So my engineer at the studio in New York, Rudy, has a band, the Livars,
yeah.
And I had all kinds of very professional questions to ask you, but he wants to know, one band guy to another, who in the band gets the most tail?
No comment.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you what he said. He said in his band, it's him.
Yeah, right? It's got to be a contest between Albert, our guitar player, and me. Absolutely. And I'll start keeping numbers, actually. Give me his email address. I'll start emailing our numbers as they go.
He says nice and thank you. Yeah, I think he's up for that. Is there a clear division of labor among the members of the band? I mean, for example, is one guy better with writing music and another with the business side? Is one guy a better wingman than other guys?
Yeah, we kind of, you know, Michael is the drummer and he's the primary writer. It's a great story. You know, Michael doesn't know how to play guitar, but he took my guitar, my acoustic guitar, and he's left-handed, so he turns it upside down. And he writes absolutely everything that you've heard, even that the song right there, The Grind, he writes all of that on the E string with one finger upside down, and he doesn't know how to play. He finds the notes. He's even written his own chart, if you will, for, you know, the fretboards on a guitar. He doesn't go by normal fret numbers or anything. He's written his own. It's kind of crazy. But, and then he brings that basic, you know, canvas to us and gives it to Eric and Jeremy and Albert and John, and they start really just painting everything over that, and then he has the melody line that he's pretty much wanting me to sing, and then I'll add my version of that to the melody, and you know, kind of, and then we all just kind of lock it all in and change it all down, and we always kind of joke that there's not a song's not done until it's recorded. So you know, it's as far as the writing, that's the writing process. Everything else in the band, you know, like we're all PR agents for the band. You know, we all do publicity work. We have a publicist out of New York, but just on every day-to-day stuff, we all are doing all kinds of stuff. You know, like I hosted 3 hours on 102.9 The Buzz. It's the rock station here in town on Saturday. You know, I mean, I hosted 3 hours of that to help promote our big show tomorrow, and then also, of course, always promote November. But we're always out there doing all kinds of stuff. You know, Eric designs a lot of did some poster work and the stickers and things like that. And we all kind of have little jobs that kind of add up to a lot, you know, in the end.
And who's the best wingman?
That's got to be Eric. You're looking at him right there. Best wingman. www.wingman.com. Do we have to buy that now?
We do.
Look up Wingman in the dictionary. You'll see Eric's picture. Is that what you're saying?
There it is, right there.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the dumbest or craziest thing that's ever happened to you guys, either on stage or as a band off?
Oh, wow. God. Get the list out. Okay, here's a good one. We're coming. We were in New York, and we had to be back in Nashville at a certain time. You know what I'm going to talk about. We had to be back in Nashville at a certain time, okay? So we left New York City, like, I don't know, like 2 in the morning, and Jeremy is usually the driver. He's the pilot because he's scared to death he's going to die, and if he's going to die, it's going to be by his hands. Anyways, Jeremy was too tired to drive that night, and Albert decided that he was going to drive. Well, Albert has his own kind of unique sense of direction, which is what we like to call the wrong direction. But normally when we're coming back from New York, we go a certain route. It's the quickest way. You end up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and then straight over to Nashville. Well, we all woke up, you know, like around 6 or 7 in the morning, and we're passing, you know, the White House and, you know, Washington, D.C. I'm serious. And we look up, and I think one of me or somebody else was the first to really wake up and go, what are you doing? You know, and he's like, I wanted to see the nation's capital, and then we're going to see Baltimore here soon to see where the Ravens play and all that. And we had like 6 hours, 6 hours out of the way before we had to get home. And then since he took us so far out of the way, we by the time we finally got over being that far out of the way, we're like, okay, let's stop and get some food. And we stopped and went into Shoney's. And, dude, I'm not lying. This is the truth. We went into Shoney's and they set us down, a rock band with tattoos and hair and the whole thing going, in the middle of an NA meeting, a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. I'm not kidding. This is the truth. So we're 6 hours out of the way in the middle of, you know, nowhere at an NA meeting at a Shoney's restaurant, trying to figure out where the heck we are, and ended up being about, I don't know, 8 hours past our deadline to get home. So that's a pretty interesting story for you.
That's a great story. For most people, that would be like three stories combined into one, but only in the life of a band
exactly.
Can that be one day story. Wow. Well, I got one more question, and you answered that so well, I have to ask you this one.
Okay.
You guys have been together, what, about 6 years, I think you said?
Yeah.
So in all that time and traveling together, is there anything that you've learned about each other, and this could be the two of you or the band as a whole, that you really wish had remained a secret?
Wow. I guess being stuck in a van for several hours at a time, you learn a lot of stuff about people.
Yeah, you pretty much, you know,
you learn,
all rules are off.
You don't need to.
you really get to know your the whole band of brothers phrasing really takes on a whole new life. But you know what's cool, honestly, is we all do know each other front and back. You know, I mean, we're best friends. If we were all about a foot and a half taller and had a little more skill, we'd be a basketball team. But it just turns out that, you know, it turns out that we play music. So, I mean, like, but the point of that is, you know, we're best friends, you know, and it's fun being out on the road. And I think, you know, we've gotten a whole lot of the BS, if you will, behind us as a band. So I think, you know, and not to say that we don't have our problems or stuff doesn't come up or anything, but we're to a point where we can address it and move on, you know, and just get back to having fun, which is what we do 99.9% of the time. So
right. And folks, remember this lesson at home. What happens in the van stays in the van.
Stays in the van. Until you can't take it anymore, and then you got to roll down the window.
Right. I know where that's going. Listen, folks, you can see Hunter Briley, Eric Lundquist, and the rest of the band November, this Friday, September 10th, when they headline the local stage at BuzzFest in Nashville. And for more concert dates or to purchase their album, Sugar Free, from which some of these songs came, check out their website, novembernow.com, or look for them on MySpace. And Hunter Briley and Eric Lundquist, a lot of fun having you here. Thanks so much for joining us at Mr. Media tonight.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, take it easy. And, folks, for more original interviews with your favorite up-and-coming and classic bands, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. And once you do, give us a rating, too. And if you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@MrMedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman. Hey, thanks so much for listening tonight. I really appreciate you sharing a bit of your day with Mr. Media. Bye, everybody. Thanks a lot.